Opportunity right now to visit with Alterilla boys basketball coach Evan Franzmeier before our varsity game tips off. Evan, thanks a lot for the time, and it's been a good time for you and the Warriors. I mean, you've reeled off six straight wins, you're 8-2, and the new year has treated you well as last week, you picked up not one, not two, but three victories all on the road.
Yeah, you know, the season's been off to a good start. We had some injuries here before Christmas break. Had to break in a few new bodies to the team, but we really only played about a minute and a half of bad basketball. It cost us two losses. We've kind of made some adjustments since then, and we've been able to win six in a row here, three this last week, all on the road, all some miles on the road there, but three good wins against three quality opponents, and we're really looking forward to the rest of the new year here.
Yeah, you beat Maple Valley at the Noto, Charter Oak Ute a week ago, and then followed that up Friday, Southeast Valley a win, Saturday, Glidden-Ralston another victory. Let's focus on the Saturday game, 64-29. Refresh Warrior fans, a little bit about that game and how things went.
Yeah, it was a quick turnaround. You know, we had a big conference game the night before. That Friday against Southeast Valley was a battle. It went 3 o'clock tip for the girls' game the next Saturday day. So, quick turnaround. Our Warriors, we got off defensively to a great start. I think first quarter we were up 21-4, took a 34-8 lead at halftime, so our defense was really locked in. We were able to get some other people in with some fresh legs there in the second half, some younger guys, get them some experience, and really just got up and down the floor, and our defensive pressure really won us that game.
Yeah, see, Tyler Hanks had a nice all-around game. I know he's your leading scorer, but against Glidden-Ralston, filled up the stat sheet with 6 boards, 4 assists, and 5 steals.
Yeah, Tyler's been very consistent this year. He can do it all for us. He's probably our best outside shooter. He can get to the rack when he wants to. And kind of the underrated task about him, I think, is he can get up and defend when he really wants to, too. We saw that Friday night against Southeast Valley. He was able to really lock in defensively and get after him.
Yeah, Chandler Damewood, too, on Saturday, 4 assists, 4 steals, 4 blocks. I mean, you got Hanks, Damewood, Eric Steffen, maybe that injury you alluded to. How's he getting back in the flow of things?
Yep, yeah, he had an ankle injury from football this season. He was able to finally play here after Christmas break, so he has 3 games underneath his belt. He's played really well. He's a high-motor guy, a lot of energy. He can hit the inside-outside shot, but just his physicality and his energy has really helped us. I think he had 18 against Maple Valley and I think another 16 or so against Southeast Valley. So he's really given us another offensive weapon on the floor. And he's played in the past. He's played previous years, so he can just jump right back in. He's been playing really well.
All right. For the most part, Coach, you're halfway through the season, 10 games under your belt. Things you like about your team that you're doing well, and maybe some areas that you'd like to see some improvement in.
Yeah, I think our toughness and our energy has been great. You know, 3 games in a row right here after break isn't easy to do, and you know, I didn't see any lack of energy throughout those 3 nights. We're tough. We get after people defensively. That's what I think we're doing really well. Offensively is probably some area we need to work on a little bit. We've faced a couple zones here the last couple games that have caused us some problems, and just taking care of the basketball, making easy, good decisions with the ball. I think we try to make the home run play, and we just need to just be solid and discipline and patience on the offensive end would probably help us. And then we got to hit some outside shots too.
I just glance at your schedule here in St. Mary's Tuesday night, your 4th straight road game, but that after that, get some home cooking brewing because 6 of your next 7 at home, and it starts Friday, South Central Calhoun. I know you're locked in on St. Mary's, but boy, if fans can look ahead to Friday, that is a terrific matchup on paper.
Yeah, we're not going to overlook St. Mary's by any means here tonight, but we have that South Central one circled. You know, I think right now at this point they're 10-1, very good ball club. They put up, you know, their stat sheet looks pretty good. They put up a lot of numbers. They play a lot of guys, and again they play that zone defense that we've struggled with here as of late. So should be a very, very good matchup, a good Twin Lakes Conference battle. And honestly, I think the winner of this game is in the driver's seat for the rest of the season. But so if you're in the area, I would recommend coming Friday night to Alta to watch South Central Calhoun and us battle it out.
That's Friday night. Tonight, St. Mary's, Alta Aurelia. We'll take a short break. Starting lineups coming up next right here on Mix 101.7.